Moines, St. Jeanette, you're lovable in spite of what you tell yourself. Yeah. Yeah, that's the, yeah. Now everybody felt better then, didn't they? The problem, you know, most of us on a level of consciousness that we probably don't have a lot of people calling us a low-down dirty dog. You know, but we tend to do it to ourselves in one form or another. So you might not be nobody else crucifying me, but I took over the job. Yes.
Yeah. Full time. Yeah.
And the pay sucks.
It's a full-time job. I never get a vacation. I never get a little Christmas gift, nothing. Okay. Then he says, the ones who finally answered the question, who you are, which is love, then he says the question is never being, because being alone lives in joy. Being alone lives in the kingdom. And the kingdom is where everything lives in love without question. So the Course says, when you're in the kingdom, you're where everything lives in love. And until you're where everything lives in love, you're not in the kingdom. You're not in reality. And the way you are where everything is in love is by being. To be or not to be, that truly is the question. Mm-hmm. So this year should be a year of being. Yeah. Not a year of analyzing, but a year of being. Okay, because it's only being, the Course says, that lives in love. Because being lives in love without question. Your being knows it's love. Your being knows it is love. Your being is not trying to figure out whether it's love or not. Your being is love.
That's good news.
That's cool news to me. Mm-hmm. He says, the time spent on questioning has given away to creation, has given away to its eternity. He says, you are as certain as love because you are as true as love. That's God. But he says, what we were once sure of has now been reduced to nothing but the ability to be certain again one day. We used to be completely certain, now we're reduced to, I have the ability to be certain that I am loved one day. Okay? That's paragraph 7. Any questions or comments about that? Because the next paragraph is a trip. about paragraph 7. So everybody pretty clear about how to tell when you're in reality. Rule number 1. When you're in reality, when you're really dealing with the truth, when you're really dealing with what's real, where you are and what you are is perfectly certain. You don't have any doubt. You're no longer questioning. You're finally being, and you are certain that you are just as cool as God is. Until you pretty much feel like that, you're not in reality. You're in a world that you're making up in your mind based on what you're telling yourself all day. And your perception will validate your beliefs. So you'll see it because you believe it, and so that'll further convince you that it's true until you accept that it's a lie from the beginning. I'm seeing it, but it's a lie. I don't care how I feel today, I know I'm still loved. There still is an answer. I am loved. I'm going to be, and I am love. Okay, that's, see, what it's doing is telling us what our real self is like, and then it tells us about what the self we made up is like. The self we made up doesn't believe any of this I just said. So I always say in the Course class, I'm not teaching your egos. I'm not teaching your human identities. I'm not talking to the you that grew up in the world and learned everything that you learned through the world and your experiences of the past. That's the ego. I'm not talking to that part of you because that part of you does not understand what I'm saying. It doesn't care what I'm saying. Might be feeling some resistance to what I'm saying. Maybe going totally unconscious. Maybe thinking about what's going to happen to me later on today. Wonder how I got here in the first place on the first day of the year. Could have been somewhere else. That part of you is not the part of you I'm talking to. I'm talking to the part of you that knows where it is, that's perfectly certain that it's lovable, that absolutely knows how to be, and knows it's just as powerful and just as much love and truth and wisdom as the Creator is, because it's an extension of that Creator. That's the part of us that I want to know. And that's the part of me that I want to be this year, as much as I possibly can. And then I want to forgive myself when I don't pull it off. Those are two things I want to do. Give it my best shot. If I don't pull it off, I'll just do it again another day. one of the things I love about myself now is that I can recognize when the ego, it pretty much is getting ready to start an argument or a disagreement or a separation or picking for something, and I just stop before it even gets started. I don't even go there. You know, so, ooh, I can see where this is heading before it even goes there. Beware of always trying to get yourself out of something in desperation, because you're not completely consistently applying love to yourself all the time, because moods are nothing but constantly changing interpretations of who you are. The once you're sure about who you are, you won't be so moody. The only reason why you're moody is because you keep changing your mind about yourself. I said you love it and you said, no, I'm not. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, nobody has anything to say. Don't say I didn't give you a chance.
That number 8 you're talking about.
Okay. Do you know what was the beginning of your doubt? Do you know what was the beginning of your uncertainty? The introduction of abilities into existence.
Wow.
See, the introduction of abilities into being was the beginning of doubt. And I'll tell you why. Because an ability is a potential, not accomplishments. So when you have the ability to do something, which is above ability, by the way. Y'all came back a whole level up this time, y'all. The first of the year. He says, an ability is a potential. So when you have the ability to do something, or you want to develop the ability to do something, you're saying you have the potential to do it. So since you have the potential to do it and you haven't actually done it, then you have some doubt about it. So abilities will actually introduce uncertainty into the mind. You know why? Because in the presence of the accomplishments of that which created us, abilities are meaningless. You have already accomplished everything you're trying to develop the ability to accomplish. Don't try to wrap your head around it, explode. Don't just let it be. Let it come on in. I can feel the motors getting cranked up. You know, I'm gonna get ready to analyze that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
what you wanna do is you wanna hear the truth, and then you have the beauty of seeing how you developed into it. So it's like coming in at the end of a movie and then sitting there and seeing what happened leading up to the point you came in. That's what your whole life is, according to the Course, and mine too. You're already back in home, in reality, in total love, in total oneness, in your spiritual identity, reviewing what you went through to get there. So part of what you went through in order to become totally happy was to have the day you're going to have today. Okay.
In a life review, is that what you're saying?
It's almost like you come home at the end of the day, you sit back in the lounge chair, and you recap what happened that day. Now, you're recapping everything that happened from the lounge chair. But the you that's in the recapitulation seems like it's the you that's going through the problem. Right? Because I'm remembering the argument I had with my boss, so I'm seeing the me that was having the argument with my boss, and the boss with my argument.
Yeah.
That's what I do with ability. That's a part of me. Don't want me to get this out at all, boy.
You will not say another word of truth. I will kill you.
Okay. How you know? Well, just breathe. I'm going to get through the paragraph. We're going to come back, all right? Okay, so when you introduced abilities into being, that was the beginning of doubt, because an ability is a potential. It's not an accomplishment. The abilities that you're trying to develop are useless in the presence of God's power, because there's nothing, no ability you're going to develop is going to give you anything more than your Creator gave you.
Wow.
Now, accomplishments are results that have been achieved, right? So when your accomplishments are perfect, abilities are meaningless when accomplishments are perfect. It is curious that the perfect must now be perfected. It's curious that we're so perfect, but we need to be perfected. Or we're so loving, but we are loved, but we need to be made loving. It's kind of strange, isn't it? And the Course says, I used to wonder about that. If I'm so perfect, why do I need to go through all this? And the court says, in fact, it's impossible that you need to be perfected and that you can be perfected. Remember, however, when you put yourself in an impossible situation, the impossible seems possible. You